When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is your Commander-in-Chief. I'm issuing a warning. The following podcast contains adult content and intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Enjoy.
Hey everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. I have two beautiful, badass, amazing fighters with me right now. Obviously, the girl we always have, Marina Shafir, is here, who's looking more jacked. I swear to God, normally, like, you sit next to a dude and who's a fighter, and I feel, like, you know, intimidated. Now it's a girl. Your arms have gotten even bigger since last week.
They're not that big. They're not that bad. You're exaggerating just a little bit.
You're looking big. And you said before the show you were squatting 185?
Well, no. As, like, as a warm-up. I've been getting a little heavy. I don't want to push out numbers, but
wow.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
What? I'm going to shoot myself with my own arm?
I don't know. Maybe. Well, we have beautiful Marina, and also in studio we have the from the Ultimate Fighter. She was the former Invicta champion. She's now ranked, I think, number 3 or 4 in the women's division at strawweight. Jessica Penny is here. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
You look beautiful. You have hot red lipstick with your hair up. I thought you looked Asian a little bit when I got here, but you don't. You look.
I was going for the Tinkerbell look, but, you know,
yes.
Asian Tinkerbell is fine.
Yes. Well, it's
she's a great representation for, like, a fighter.
She is.
Trains, and then she looks, she can put it up in a bun and
classically beautiful and can fuck you up.
That's exactly.
That's
the trend we're trying to set here.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, we don't want to just all be like, you know, look all ragamuffin all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I got you. A lady in the streets and a freak in the cage.
Ended on that one.
So, I had a good week, actually. My kids had a wrestling match, and I always get nervous because when I say my kids and the kids that I coach, whenever we have this long break, we always have a match like a week later, and we had the Christmas break with school, mm-hmm. So it was like 3 weeks off. So the kids were kind of like, only a couple of them showed up to the optional practice at the high school over the break. So it was rough. We did okay, but it was pretty funny. I wrote down some funny things that happened. One kid, this little kid, Joe, who's like 70 pounds, right? He's this little cute little sixth grader, kind of a waif of a kid. He goes out there and he actually got a takedown, but then he got reversed and got pinned, and he gets off and he goes, "Coach, did I pin him or did he pin me?" And I was like, "He pinned you." He's, "Damn it!" I was like, "How do you not know?"
I've trained kids in jiu-jitsu that are just kind of like, "Yeah, but I was grabbing him from underneath, like I had him down." I'm like, "Nope, he was definitely pinning you on that last minute there. Sorry, pal."
You know, it's cute. Like one kid actually, went to a tournament. One of my favorite kids, Nick, he wrestled like this, like a junior Olympian wrestler. And they changed tech falls to 10 point for this tournament. Normally, tech fall means you lose by 15 points, they stop the match, it's over, kind of a mercy rule. Well, they changed it to 10. So it was like he lost by 10, and then they stopped it. And he goes, "Coach, what happened?" I go, "Oh, they changed it." He goes, "Oh, I was about to mount my comeback." I was like, "Oh, why are you down by 10 points?"
You wanted to make it dramatic.
I really enjoyed the kid's spirit. And then there was another kid who just joined last week. This mm-hmm. kid is 220 pounds in the seventh grade. And he's like 5'3", 5'4". He's a half black kid. I love the kid. His name is Mike. I call him Big Mike. So he only came for two practices and then a match. So I didn't really have time to really tell him everything, what to do. So he goes out there, and right away, he just puts his hands up like he's ready to start squaring up. Like he thought it was like a boxing match. So he starts doing that like Nick Diaz, like, you know, where he's just sort of like...
What?
Like yeah, you can tell the kid's got into fights before. And I didn't want to yell, like, "Don't punch him!" Because then the ref would be like, "Well, why is that even on the fucking table?" But he actually landed like an overhand right. Like
what?
He like a clubbing. Jeez. It sort of looked like it was like an open hand, but to the back of the kid's neck. Then he got taken down and got pinned. But he was... I was like, man, you would have won the boxing match. You landed more strikes.
What did he say to you after that?
He was like, yeah, that's true, man. I wish it was a boxing match. But then he wrestled the second time and won. He actually won.
He wrestled for the win?
Yeah, he got the win.
He got the win.
That was pretty funny. And then I'll never forget. I know that Jessica, you train over at Calvary Chapel sometimes, right?
I used to. I haven't been there in a while, though.
So they're like a really...
I've been wanting to go down there so bad.
So we wrestled there one time, like 7 years ago. We had like a... They came to our middle school to have a match. Uh-huh. And they're really good.
Yeah.
I didn't know this, but they put their hands in before the match. And they go, go Jesus. And then my kids started laughing. You know, like I have a charter school. Like,
Calvary Chapel says glory to God.
They said go Jesus before their match.
Oh, okay.
So, and then I started laughing. And then Jesus fucked us up. That's all I'm saying.
We got, don't mess with Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. That was not good.
We got the Bible hammer.
And then I had shows every week in San Diego. I had four shows, two shows Thursday, two Friday, two Saturday. And then
how'd they go?
They went great. It was actually sold out Saturday night. Killer shows.
No big deal.
Fun shows, good crowds. And then I had my acting class today, Second City acting class, and then another class I'm taking. So it's just been busy.
You go to acting classes?
Yeah.
I want to come with you and watch this. This
really?
Would be funny. Yeah.
Anytime. Every that Monday.
That would be hysterical.
Every Monday. You should join the class.
I would whip your ass in that class.
In acting? You whip my ass in acting?
Yeah, everything's a competition. You get like into fight mode, like everything's a competition.
How would you whip
everything.
My ass in acting? What would you do?
I would just be way better than you.
I'm sure you would think that. Then you'd get laughed at a class.
I have already won.
I think you'd send him home crying.
Yeah.
Ugh. Not even close. Listen. Not even close. It's like me saying, I'll whip your ass in judo. It's just not going to happen. All right, so... speaking of Marina and judo, you were at Bellator. Tell us about your week.
It was weekend.
The weekend?
It was awesome. It was a great show. Every fight on that card, every one of those fighters went for it. They all went for the finish, and it was great. Georgie won his fight almost, like, perfectly.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Almost perfectly. Like, you couldn't have asked for a better performance, and... I think that Connor watched his fight in Bellator and was like, I want to jump over the cage too.
You think so?
I don't know. Maybe.
But so, Bab say, so you go to Bellator, are people coming up to you and they're like, hey, Marina Shafir?
Yeah, I had a few people come up to me and it was, I really wanted to stay incognito. I just wanted to go for the fights because I haven't gone to fights and just, you know, been able to just have a beer and eat something salty and just sit there and just like cheer people on and just have the experience in a really long time. And, you know, my coaches now are just telling me that I need to do a lot more of that because I left there and I trained the next day and the day after that. And it just pumps you up. You know, you want to be in there. You want to go back. You want to get back in there almost ASAP.
You talked to Scott Coker as well?
No, I didn't.
Really?
I didn't get to know. I didn't talk to him.
The plot thickens. So, all right. So that was that. Did you work at the coffee shop?
I worked at the coffee shop. What'd you think? You came.
I came to the coffee shop.
It's pretty cool.
I liked it. I liked the guy with the tattoos. Mm-hmm. He seemed like a cool guy.
He's an idiot. I love him, but he's just stupid. He's just an idiot.
And then you made some good coffee, which is good.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was a cool little spot.
Yeah, it's got a good vibe.
Then did you go out at all? Did you party?
What did I do Saturday? No, Saturday I didn't do much, but Sunday we watched the UFC fights.
Nice.
And then Lorenz won. He beat...
Do you train with Lorenz Larkin?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
okay.
I've trained with him, yeah. I've shown him some... When I started going to Millennia, like I initially first started going there just teaching some judo to some of their MMA fighters, just like a handful of their MMA fighters. And I started training with him a lot more, and he's a beast. Like that kid, he's fast and... You guys saw how fast he was in the fight. Like, Jesus. Did you watch that fight where he knocked?
I actually fell asleep. I have it recorded, though.
Okay, no.
You don't watch any of the fights, Saturday?
I'm not even mad because I miss most fights, too, and I'm actually just really
happy. Wait, you guys miss most? What is this? You miss most of the fights on Sunday?
No, I didn't, but sometimes I don't.
Most fights in general?
Yeah, I'm just saying, okay. Like, because I have to work or I have shit going on.
Right.
But I was so happy I got to watch that fight because you saw that heart, like, how fast was that? Right hand.
Well, let's break down the whole card.
Okay, let's do
Jessica,
it.
Please join us. Did you watch the fight Sunday?
Part of them.
Part of them, right. Okay. First of all, there was a couple fights. First of all, the Georgie choking out Jenkins was great, obviously, on Friday night.
What did you think of that fight?
For the Bellator fight, I thought that, man, I was surprised. I thought Bubba Jenkins was going to win. Honestly, before the fight, I go, this guy's a national champion. He's looked really good.
Yeah, but that doesn't always make for a great MMA fighter.
Well, thank you, Captain Obvious.
Just so you know.
He tried to wrestle for the win, just saying.
Yeah, he did. He did. That was a mistake. He should have kept it standing that he should know to not get into that double leg because it was the second time he did that. It wasn't the first time. He was the second time. Or if you're gonna have it against the cage, you know, the double. I mean, he got choked pretty stiff. So Georgia looked great.
Made him take a nap.
Yeah, he made him take a nap. And I guess he was really upset that he said hide your wife hard. I don't think he understood that it was a joke from the internet.
Yeah, I know.
I
think he needed something to
get him motivated.
Just, like, motivated and like, did. Amped up for the fight. And, you know, he has, like, a one-year-old daughter, and he took it seriously.
If you know what we're talking about, so before the fight, Bubba Jenkins says, hide your wife, hide your kids, which was on the internet from a long time ago.
Yeah.
And then Georgie, not English being his second language, really thought he meant hide your wife, hide your kid. So really got upset about that. And after he choked him out, he said, don't talk shit about my wife and my kids. And I didn't think he realized that the whole thing was a fucking from the internet. But hey, it worked for him. So if you're fighting Georgie, don't tell him to hide his wife or hide his kids. That's the rule there.
Don't do that.
The Daniel Strauss-Pitbull fight. Strauss was looking great for a while and then just got caught. That's what I love about MMA. These guys, you could just get caught at the last second. I mean, I was hoping Strauss would win. I like Strauss. Bellator signed Kimbo Slice, which...
And the internet broke after that.
Yeah, people went crazy.
Fucking crazy after that.
But what do you think is going to happen? I mean, they have to pair him very carefully. Maybe a James Thompson rematch would be good. Guys with limited ground game. I mean, he didn't work in the ground at all for the past 7 years. His boxing probably got better from boxing.
Yeah.
But what I hear is...
They really are going to have to be super smart about the matchmaking for him, because you guys saw him. Who did he just stand in front of and just do this for, like, 3 rounds?
Houston straight. Alexander.
Yeah.
But he won. But what do you think about them signing Kimbo?
I mean, I think it's entertaining, but I definitely agree that they'll have to match him up accordingly.
Yeah.
So he doesn't get laid on top of.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. But you know what? I'm going to watch it. You put him on TV, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
So it's smart.
It's like Steven Seagal.
Really?
You put him on TV, people will watch it.
Yeah, to laugh. I mean, people are...
Yeah, but no, people who don't even know that, like, you know, he really doesn't know all that much, we'll still watch.
That's a very strange comparison, but okay.
But it's true.
I will go with it. I'll go with it.
Put him in a new movie, it'll...
No, it won't. It'll last 20 movies, went right to video. What are you talking about? How many
no
movies
way.
He's been in?
No way. You guys don't understand how many Steven Seagal fans there are.
Yeah, in Moldova, okay?
But that's a lot of fans.
In any place... Yeah, he does. He has big fans in countries that barely have cable, but I'm saying in the modern society, in as far as, like, you know, America, people are not running to watch Steven Seagal movies.
I think if you're, like, 50 years and up, you will.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because that's when he was popular.
My grandparents are not going to watch Steven Seagal movies right now.
all of my relatives.
They're watching Meryl Streep. I'm sorry, 50 and
no,
up.
No, not
but those
Meryl
are people
Streep.
Like Steven Seagal, Jean-Claude Van Damme, like those kind of guys.
Yeah, Chuck
like
Norris.
My parents love them.
Your parents love Steven Seagal? That explains a lot, actually.
What does that explain?
I don't know.
What
does that explain?
Jessica.
You just dug yourself a hole. I would like to know.
I'm not.
Take yourself out.
No, I like Jessica a lot, but she does have some issues. Okay, right?
I have no issues.
That's your number one issue is there, right there.
I'm very self-aware, Adam.
You're a very pretty girl.
How's that an issue?
Well, she's just a little angry.
Maybe you're the one who has issues. You want to talk about them?
Every fucking week I talk about them.
I know you do.
Well, so quit trying to fucking come
to
you.
I think you need to talk about them.
Look, I know she's there for the scissoring, but listen, she has a boyfriend now, right, Jessica? You have a boyfriend?
I have a boyfriend.
I heard he's a big wrestler, this guy.
He's a Greco-Roman wrestler.
That's
yes.
Awesome.
I saw him. He's huge, this guy. I'm happy. You look very happy. How long have you been with him for?
We just had our, like, 9-month
wow.
marker, which is big for me because I don't usually date.
That's what
How'd
I hear.
You guys meet?
He actually is good friends with some fighters, and he came in to train to help out with a wrestling class.
And then you were checking out his butt, and you're like,
He threw somebody, and I was like,
you.
That's my man.
Really? Really? You watched him throw somebody, and you said, that's my man?
You're like, yes, that one. I want that one.
That's how you do it at the gym? A guy throws someone, you go, that's my man?
Yeah, why not?
And then
it's beautiful. You see
thing.
A good throw. You see those feet go up in the air and then like land and get the wind knocked out of them. I mean, it's like. Yeah.
And then you went up to him and you're like, "Hey, what are you doing
like
later?"
The heavens opened and like raised.
So what she's trying to say is that she had to go to the bathroom to change her underwear and then come back to train.
And really? It was really hard because he was running the class and you know he came over and was trying to give me technical instruction and I was like, "Ha."
Wait, you had to change your underwear according to her?
I mean, sometimes you need to. It's really uncomfortable walking around with wet underwear.
Wow. That's amazing. Wait, a guy threw a guy at the gym. You went, you got that wet. You went and changed your underwear.
Who said anything about getting wet? Maybe she was sweaty.
She just said she was wet 3 seconds ago.
I was just stating a fact that it is uncomfortable walking around with wet underwear.
This is becoming the greatest podcast ever. Okay, so then you go up to him and you're like, "Hey, what are you doing later?" Or he came up to you?
No, he came up to me.
And was like, "Hey, what's going on?" And then were like, and then did you show him your patent frown? Or did you,
it's called resting bitch face.
There is nothing
wrong with
it. It
is a serious problem.
It is.
And you know what? It's actually kind of saved me. It keeps out the riffraff. Like, people get intimidated by it.
Like the rapper? Does he keep him away?
Oh, but I'm bummed. She'll be here all week. Okay, so what are you talking about? You have resting bitch face.
Resting bitch face.
So, because you do. You look very angry a lot of times. You look like annoyed. Like, I know you, that you're a sweet girl, we're friends, okay, but you do have this, like, people do stay away from you sometimes because they're afraid you're going to cut them or something.
it's something that I've always had to deal with. It's, you know, I'm an introvert, I have resting bitch face. It's just, you know, it's a constant struggle.
I feel like it's like a protection thing. You know, you just don't want to talk to everybody. I have a resting bitch face too, especially at work. Don't fucking talk to me.
When you were on TV, I didn't think that you spoke English. I swear to God, the entire Ultimate Fighter, I thought you were just like some like James Bond villain or something. It was like a chick that you, I thought you didn't speak
really?
English. I honestly didn't speak, swear to God, the first time you came in here for our interview, I was like, wow, I didn't think you were from America. I thought
I'm really not from America.
I know,
right,
but I didn't think that you spoke the language. And when you were on TV, same thing. I don't think you smiled one time on The Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah, she did.
I smiled once, at least once.
She did.
When like you won after like a second.
Yeah, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
All right.
I smile.
Okay, let's talk about the fights, then we'll get back to resting bitch face and the whatever. All right. So the World Series of Fighting fights. Before we get into the UFC side, Jake Shields looked great. You watched that at all?
How did his boxing look?
His boxing didn't look great, but but he took him down and subbed him, and that's exactly what he should have done. But he got he got the submission in the first round, and now he wants Paul Harris next. He said he wants to break Paul Harris's legs, which
that's gonna be a good fucking fight.
Yeah, I get
as long
nervous
as it's on the ground.
Though.
Yeah, I have to watch them strike.
Yeah, both of them.
I don't know. I always get nervous when these guys fight Paul Harris because I'm like, oh, I hope their legs don't get broken. I mean, he's so good at that one move. He's got a lot of moves, but especially that heel hook. Jesus.
I want somebody to do it to him.
I do too. I don't know if Jake Shields is the guy, though. If I were Jake Shields, I would just...
Jake Shields is...
He's legit.
Yeah.
He's like, legit, but how many... But he seems like, you know, his...
His jiu-jitsu, especially in MMA, is probably the best jiu-jitsu I've ever seen.
But I wouldn't go in for a heel hook competition with this guy. I would just try to choke him out. You know. Right? I mean, would you want to... If you were Jake Shields,
I think
if
I was Jake Shields, I would put myself in every bad leg position ever and see what counter submission you can get from there. I don't know if a choke would be the exact one you would go for.
Yeah.
But I think the only counter submission to any kind of leg thing is another leg thing.
That's a good point.
So I think he needs to get really fucking good at knee bars and heel hooks and all that shit. And gator rolling and fucking doing all that stuff, all that crazy shit, and getting to a good position.
Right.
But I want this fight to go to the ground, and I want to see who fucking comes out standing.
Yeah, speaking of that whole Team Gracie, so I texted Nate Diaz the other day. I was like, "Hey, you want to present an award at the MMA Awards? Mm-hmm. I'm the writer." And he goes, "Fuck yeah, I want to win one too."
I love Nate. I fucking love Nate.
That was like the funniest.
He's the man.
Fuck yeah, I want to win one too. He's not even nominated. Like, but I guess I don't understand.
So give him an award. For being awesome.
Just make it. Oh my God, they should just make a category and he's just the winner.
If I was up to me, I would do that in a heartbeat, but people might get upset. They might be like, "Wait, why is he just getting his own category?"
Because he's awesome.
Yeah, because he's Nate Diaz.
Dude, you're great. Okay,
stop arguing and do it.
I don't control that. Jesus Christ.
Resting bitch face will attack you.
feel like I'm this is like the worst orgy ever. All right, okay, so, all right, so Jake Shields, Rudy Morales fought our guy. It didn't go well for him. Uh-uh. You watch it?
Uh-uh, but I heard.
So, well, what happened was he went out there within the first kick he took. He went all three rounds. He fractured his patella, is his like kneecap, and then went three rounds with a fractured patella. How painful is that?
Really painful. I've had a dislocated patella.
I can't even imagine how to fucking perform with a fractured one.
I thought it was a food, patella. It sounds like a food.
Sounds like a pasta.
Doesn't it sound like, hey, I'll have some patella and rigatoni.
With some red sauce.
Yeah. So he fractured his patella, went three rounds, guys got a ton of heart, lost more blood than I've ever, I mean, the entire place was swimming with blood. But he did okay. I mean, he lost, but he still was throwing.
He didn't give up, is what
he didn't give up, and was still throwing some flying knees with a fractured patella, which I thought was pretty damn cool. Miguel Torres, see what happened to him this weekend?
Yes. Oof.
Mm-mm. Oof. DJ, can we bring that up?
What?
Did Miguel Torres?
He's not paying attention.
No, the TV's broken.
Oh, sorry. TV's broken. Awesome.
Yeah. We can reenact it.
So he did.
Can be Miguel Torres.
Oh my! Thank you. So he did a kickboxing fight, and this guy did one of those
front knee kicks that I think should be illegal in MMA, like the John Jones kind of kick.
But he did. But he did it to his shit.
Oh, to the top of the knee,
and he inverted.
Yeah.
It was. No, my knees feel weird.
It was horrible. It was horrible.
So uncomfortable.
It was so. And I
in a kickboxing match.
Yeah.
He got it done to him.
Yes.
Oh no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I mean,
it was like this, and then I went like that.
Yeah, it was really, really bad.
But,
yeah, I get it.
So that's what happened. So I felt bad for Miguel Torres.
Yeah, that just should be illegal.
It should be illegal. And I actually tweeted it, like, is this even legal? And then Michael Johnson was like, this is why this bullshit should be legal in MMA. And then a lot of fighters were saying that it's complete bullshit and that it's a cheap shot. Other people were saying, hey, it's a fight. A fight's a fight. You gotta, you know, do what you can to win. There was people, you know.
Yeah, but who wants to win like that?
Yeah.
Like, that's cheap.
Maybe in, like, a street fight or something. If, like, you're
street fight, that's legit.
If, like, you're fighting for your life.
However.
But, yeah, I agree. It was awful. I'm trying to get the gif of it, but it was rough. It was
we don't weird. Need the gif. I get it.
No, I don't think you do.
Okay. All right. So,
I don't want to see it.
The UFC Boston, we're going to talk about that right now. That was awesome. I like UFC on Sunday nights. I do.
Me
I wish
too.
It was every Sunday. It was. I mean, it competed against football, but I didn't care.
Everybody stuck around.
Right.
Yeah.
Cathal Pendrit. Let's talk about that fight.
Ugh.
He's
fought, so good to look at, but not good to look at while he's fighting.
Really?
He's a really good-looking guy. Really good-looking guy.
Eyes.
Yeah, like that whole face, you just want to be like, face.
So is that why your arm's so big right now?
No.
Oh.
But just, he just could not put his striking and, like, his footwork together for anything. And it was just sloppy and, like...
He really wants that CM Punk fight, and I legitimately thought he was actually fighting like that to get the CM Punk fight. I'm like, maybe he's
you
actually...
think so? Because
no.
In his last fight, he didn't look this terrible.
Back. Yeah, I really thought maybe this guy is like knows something more, and he's just putting on a bad show just to get the CM Punk fight.
But I don't know that he was that impressive on the Ultimate Fighter show that he was on, and then I don't think he was impressive in his fight before this in Ireland.
He's good. Well, he was. And the Mike King fight was awesome because he like came back. It was impressive how he came back. And the Ultimate Fighter is saying, well, I think he fought that one guy that we had on the show. The guy from Florida, what's his name? The young guy that was like, remember he was like 25, he was like 17. He was like no experience, took all these fights in the Ohio.
Who?
That guy, I forgot the guy's name. But he
came in with a lot of hype. I think that's the problem.
Yeah, Cathal Pendrit came in. He was a big deal.
Yeah, because
over
he came along.
Because of Connor.
Yeah,
right?
Like that's so. The only reason that he came in with
well,
a lot
Well, he won
of
a lot over in Cage Warriors.
Yeah.
That was a big thing. So, look, Cathal Pendrit.
By being big and beautiful?
No, not by... No, no.
He saves dolphins, too, by the way.
Oh, my
oh,
God. Really?
And he's funny as hell. On Twitter...
No, he is really
he's
funny.
He's really funny. However, he's got to work on his striking. However, during his fight, CM Punk tweeted out, ha, 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 ha. And then he started going back at CM Punk saying, anytime you want to fight, although I'll probably be 40 by the time you actually go. He really wants that CM Punk fight. I think he'll murder CM Punk. Even with the skills that he showed, which were not that impressive, I think he's a lot more impressive than he actually showed in this last fight. He'll still kill CM Punk. Ugh. No? Come on.
Are you fucking serious?
Oh my god.
Oh, Miguel like, Torres thing we don't get, but him saving dolphins to get the girls wet. Really? Great.
You know what? That's a feel-good story.
He's
sorry.
He's my hero. I love him.
Okay, he does save
and
dolphins.
He just so happened to be wearing like a V-neck white t-shirt and it. Some black Calvin Kleins. Awesome.
And his eyes are the color of the ocean.
Look, look guys, this is our audience is not going to like this, okay?
Why are they not going to like this?
Girls fretting over how hot these guys are. This is not
they,
like
they, you know what? They were clicking on that. They clicked on that story all
well,
day long.
Well, you're making it that, so whatever.
No, I'm not. Yeah, listen,
are you getting jealous?
On that story all day
I'm
long.
Completely
you have
jealous.
Beautiful blue eyes, too.
He is
oh,
jealous.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I can't
that.
Really see him because the light's kind of fucking it up. <Thank
you. laughs> Listen, cockblocker, the Moldova cockblocker. When Jessica says I have beautiful eyes, let's just let her, let's just brisk in that moment. All right, so.
Yeah, there's no breeze in here. You're good.
Look at you. You're such a hater.
Look, no, I'm caffeinated, just because, and I'm hysterical
just
when I'm
because,
caffeinated.
Just because tugboat guy is away right now. So she's dating a guy who works on a tugboat. Nice guy. He's a captain. He's a jack
Wait,
guy.
Wait, is this the guy that I met?
I think so.
Okay, yeah. Same guy that you've been with for
yeah.
a long time.
But he's
yeah.
like away a lot. So she gets lonely and watches Cathal Pendred. All right, so.
They're both bald. Do you see the theme here?
Oh, you like bald guys?
That's what I've been, like, yeah, just, I don't know. Just
what
do
you,
the thing.
You've been thinking for bald guys?
No, it's. That's what's been happening in my life. I've just been dating bald men.
Really?
Yeah. You, oh. It's weird.
Bald by choice, not balding.
Not balding. There we go. There we yeah, go. Bald by right. choice.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Sure. All right. So, also, but yeah, that decision sucked. Honestly,
DJ,
fucking...
you're an asshole.
I don't know what you're talking about,
you're
dude.
Such a dude.
Oh, you said, we're saying I'm going bald?
No, I didn't say that. Oh, my God.
Somebody's self-conscious. No, they look no at me it's and I'm not like... even what he said.
Oh, I'm not going bald, fucker.
I did not say that.
What did you say, DJ?
I didn't say shit.
What kind of
you know I love you, dude. You
oh,
know I love
great,
you.
Great. I got you fucking going on.
Thanks, really? Thanks, guys.
You're
thanks,
such thanks, a you're thanks. Such a douche.
Thanks, gal. All
right, so
but you're not bald.
No more dolphin stories now.
Yeah, yeah. Really. You want to see a dolphin? Look at DJ. All right, okay, so anyway, so Vinny Magalish, by the way, tweeted out during the fight that even Al Sharpton is saying the judges are racist, which I thought was actually pretty funny.
Wait, what? Say that again?
Because the judges kept screwing over the black guys. Like they kept.
Oh shit!
Where was this fight?
It was in Boston.
Yeah.
Fight was in Boston. Cathal lost to.
I actually woke up from my nap as they were announcing the winner, and like the crowd was going crazy, and everyone was really upset about it.
Yeah, yeah. People were upset. Honestly, like having drinks with Bill Cosby is a better decision than that. Now, listen.
I'm not gonna argue with that one.
So Lorenz Larkin looked great, although they should find his barber for fucking failing a drug test. What did he have in his hair?
I think that's like a Riverside thing.
Really?
Know.
He always has his hair super funky. It's like his trademark.
Do you know what he has? Did you guys see his mouth guard? He has like the coolest fucking mouth guard.
What
it's
he
like
have?
It's teeth. It's like just teeth and then just one tooth missing.
Oh wow.
Yes, yeah, so, like when he walked up to the camera, like after he knocked the guy out. He walked up to the camera and he's like it's just like, like, but his eyes are all serious, his face is all serious, and his mouthpiece is just like one tooth missing. It's really funny.
Oh wow! In Riverside, they have all teeth missing, actually.
Tooth front.
That's oh really? That's not funny. That's very funny. It's fucking hilarious, actually. Now you're the judge of comedy as well.
Just your comedy.
Oh oof! You never even seen my comedy. You won't come to a show.
This is it. This is good.
Jessica's been to like three of my shows.
I've been to one.
One, yes. You went to a couple.
And notice I haven't been back. So.
Wow. Wow. Ooh. Wow. Wow.
And for clarification purposes, Lorenz Larkin's hair is a bell. Like it's outline of a bell. I think he's from Philly,
Riverside
right?
Bell.
Or is he from Riverside? Something.
Yeah,
like that?
It's like a city thing.
There's a Riverside Bell.
I think so.
Is it Bell in Riverside?
Maybe.
What is the bell for?
Google it.
No.
To be rung?
To be rung? Nice.
It's a bell to be rung.
So why would you want to put that on your head?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Ring his bell.
So, all right. Conor McGregor. Let's talk about that. Is this... look, he is... What he's doing is great for the sport. People are loving what he's doing. He's bringing in all kinds of eyes on this division. Personally, I think Frankie Edgar is getting screwed. Because he deserves that title
Absolutely.
Shot. He beat Cub Swanson. You beat Cub Swanson, number three guy. You're the number
He didn't
two
just
guy.
Beat Cub Swanson either. He fucking made an example.
Yes.
Cub Swanson.
Now, you know, obviously Conor's going to sell more tickets. But I think people are getting a little bit crazy with this Conor McGregor. Like people were saying, calling him the Irish Muhammad Ali. Really? I mean,
no, you know who said that?
Goldberg said it.
Fertitta.
Yeah, that's insane. I mean, come on. You know, Dennis Seaver's no no Sonny Liston. I mean, that's ridiculous. Come on. I mean, the guy, Muhammad Ali, the guys he's beaten, what he's accomplished, everything he's done. Are we really going to compare Conor McGregor to Muhammad Ali? I mean, he's not even a Tatiana Ali.
Wait, but didn't he even deny that comparison too?
What?
Good. Didn't he deny that comparison too? He said he didn't agree with like him being called that.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, they're just saying it on TV. Mike Goldberg saying it. Hey, this guy's the next Muhammad Ali. Really? The Irish Muhammad Ali? I mean, so far he's beaten Jerome Holiday. He's beaten Dustin Poirier. He's now beaten Dennis Seaver. Great. Okay, that's very impressive. Those are all very impressive guys. Muhammad Ali beat George Foreman, Joe Frazier, Sonny Liston. I mean, the list goes on. The guys he beat. I mean, he not to mention what he was and how you know with the whole not going to the draft and being this freedom you know guy. Give me a break. Let's not go crazy with this. I mean, he's not even the champion. But he is the man right now. He's looked great. Now, did he look great or did Dennis Seaver look horrible? I think it was a combination. That was not Dennis Seaver looked like he was there for a paycheck. I mean, he looked like he wanted to win, but or maybe
he looked really confident until he got hit with a straight left. The first one that really like rocked him. I think he was getting into a vibe and then he just caught that straight left and it was just downhill. He was on his heels the whole time. Yeah. The whole time just trying to duck and dive and move out of the way and trying to find his range again because after that one, it was like the middle of the first round that it happened.
Yeah, no, it was, there was something, something did happen. And look, but you got to give Conor credit. What do you feel about Conor McGregor, Jessica Penny?
I think he is exciting for the sport. I feel like he is getting a title shot a little bit prematurely. I think that Frankie Edgar definitely deserves it. Definitely more. I'd like to see Conor face some adversity in his fights, but I mean, there's no denying it that he is.
Weren't you there though in Vegas when he was talking smack to Cub?
I was there.
What was that like?
I mean, Cub's a good friend of mine, so I was a little
weird,
a little annoyed by it. But I mean, he came out of the scene relatively unknown, and he has kind of passed up all of these guys that have been in line for the title.
But you're at Vegas. You're at a fight, and you're sitting there with Cub, and Conor McGregor's what next to you?
No. I wasn't right there.
Okay.
I was like rows back.
Okay.
But I saw the thing happen. So he went down and sat next to Bisping, which happened to be right next to Kev Swanson. And it was right around the time where Conor was kind of calling everybody out. Just he called Kevy old and he said something about Frankie Edgar. He was just talking a bunch of crap. And that was kind of the start of him getting a lot of notoriety and a lot of attention. And I think it was Sean Shelby that kind of had to
separate
them.
I got to give the guy crazy. He's got balls of steel. I mean, even running.
He definitely has no
style.
His style is like no fear.
Yeah.
He has no fear. He has no hesitation. And I think you really see that in his performances.
I absolutely admire his confidence.
Yeah, no, that confidence, you see it in his performance. And like, that's why the UFC is putting so many balls in that basket is because they don't have that many fighters that are not cautious about that kind of shit.
Yeah.
There are a lot of UFC fighters, especially in the 145-pound division, are very cautious about the way they're matched up. And it's kind of a joke because when you fight, you shouldn't have any fear when you fight. You're in a business of no fear. So if it's one thing if you're trying to market yourself the right way, you know, and create opportunities after fighting. But if you just trailblaze, look at Ronda. No fucking fear. She'll fight whoever they put in front of her.
Yeah.
But she's
also a badass.
You know, but I'm saying Conor's also a badass.
Yes.
Conor's also a badass. But that limitless mentality, you need to have that. If you're going to be a champ, that's the kind of mentality you have to have. You might not like it as a spectator, you know. A lot of fans get offended by that somehow, you know, like how dare you go ahead of, you know, I feel bad for Frankie. I love Frankie Edgar. I've been a fan from the get-go. I'm from the East Coast. I love him. And I think he did get screwed, but I just wish he was a little bit more aggressive about getting that fight with Aldo and really pushing it the way that Connor does.
But that's not his style. I mean,
it's not his style. But if he wants to have that, he needs to make it a style.
Yeah, but the thing is that you can't. No, that's not true. You don't.
If
not
it's
everyone
not
has to.
Genuinely, your personality, then it'll come across as being fake, and people won't buy into it. Like Connor, legitimately, like that is him, and whether or not like that is him behind the scenes, like that is the persona that he has kind of created, and so that's how he is, and he stays true to it. But Frankie Edgar, he's already
and that's
like,
the thing. Not everyone has to. I mean, not everyone has to look. The bottom line is that I probably would be more excited to watch Connor versus Aldo than I would Frankie versus Aldo. And I think a lot of people,
but that's because we've seen that fight.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And that's the business. And that's what they're doing. But if you're going to have rankings and you're going to have this, you can't just go, okay, who are the most exciting fights? It's a difficult situation. But because they fought before, then you can make the argument, well, it's a new blood, yada, yada, yada. I am excited. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if Conor McGregor could beat Aldo.
It's the politics part of it. It sucks. This is the part that, like, everybody gets pissed off about, and we can't do anything about it because it's what's best for business.
Right.
It's at the end of the day, you just have to think of what's best for business, and you'll figure out why they're doing what they're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Hold on. Like rankings and all that, Adam. You made the why does the number one contender necessarily have to fight for the title? Like, that's a tournament style bracket, right? Why does the number one guy have to fight? And I love Frankie too.
Why else have rankings? If you're just gonna go, okay, whoever is gonna sell the most tickets should fight for the title. But then Kimbo Slice should fight for the Bellator title.
But then it gives the fans a basis of comparison of two guys. It doesn't necessarily mean because I'm number one I need to fight for the title, but it gives a basis
it's
of comparition for people
it.
To say, you know what. This guy's the number. It also helps the fans understand how good some of these guys are, because arguably the guys who are number six and below, probably people don't really understand how good some of those guys are, right?
Yeah, so it just kinda gives them a
basis. It's just shitty because like those fans, they'll see a hype video for Connor and they'll think he's he's God walking this earth.
But
you know?
the UFC has never said that because you're a number one ranked contender.
Well, the thing is, I don't think that if you're going to have rankings, there's no point of having rankings if you're just going to start going, okay, the number seven guy is going to be a bigger draw and he should get the title shot. There has to be rankings for a reason. In all sports, it's just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the number one guy gets the title shot. Otherwise, what's the point? It's not about who can sell the most tickets. On the other hand, the only reason that this is valid is because Frankie has already had a shot. We've already seen it once. And then you got to put the new guy in. But beating the number 10 guy usually doesn't warrant a title shot. It's just because of money. Mm-hmm. And I am looking forward to seeing Aldo versus McGregor because I don't know who's going to win. They're both strikers. And I don't know who's going to win.
Did they say where the fight was going to be?
Las Vegas.
Really?
In May.
It's not confirmed, but that's the word.
Uh-huh. That's funny. No, I just thought it would be either in Brazil or in Ireland.
I kind of like that it's on a neutral ground, though.
Yeah. I like that. That's just interesting.
Yeah,
I mean, sending him to Ireland wouldn't be fair. Probably would make the most amount of money. Because he would sell out, I think, a 90,000-seat arena. Mm-hmm.
I mean, but Aldo sells out the same, though.
Brazil?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's like a god in Brazil.
Down there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Vegas probably would be neutral. I think I'm probably going to go. It's in May.
Mm. I'm going.
I bet you the margin of profitability is bigger in Vegas, you know?
So Jess, let's talk about you for a sec. So the Ultimate Fighter, what was that experience like?
I'm definitely glad that, you know, I was part of it, but it was really hard for me. it was I still have nightmares like that I wake up and I'm in the Tough House.
Oh,
yeah.
I remember I had a conversation with you a little while ago and you said like you just kept just having those adrenaline dumps. I feel like everybody has to deal with that so much and you're not in an environment where like you can recharge.
It was really difficult. The first 2 weeks were the most draining for me just because I couldn't get my bearings initially. But I did.
All All right, so DJ, we got this new thing called DraftKings. Explain this to me.
Yeah, so DraftKings wants to sponsor the podcast, and they came to us and they said, hey guys, would you guys want to play DraftKings? And, you know, they have this really cool MMA fantasy kind of pick 'em where you get $50,000, right? To basically buy six fighters and say, these are the guys I pick to win.
Wait, real dollars?
It's actually kind of like a fantasy draft where right.
So fantasy
say,
fighting.
Yeah, it's fantasy fighting. So here's 50 grand. Go ahead and pick, and each fighter is assigned a dollar amount, right?
Right.
So if you pick a guy who's favorite to win, mm-hmm. he's going to cost a little bit more money than the underdog, right? So
right.
you kind of have to pick some lock. You have to mix it up. You have to pick some locks. You have to pick some sleepers. And then what's really cool about it is you're entered into this giant prize pool, right? So the top 3,000 people are going to win money.
Right.
Awesome. So I actually tested it out this weekend.
Yeah.
And I picked some sleepers. I picked some locks and I placed like 8,500.
Nice.
Like, I don't know shit. No, I don't know shit.
Oh.
And I'm like, how do so many more people know what I'm doing? And I'm like, I don't know any sleepers. I tried. I thought I was smarter than the system. And
you picked 8,000 out of like 7,000?
Yeah. I was 8,000 out of like 9,000 people who entered or
wow.
something like that.
Wow.
It wasn't very good. It was kind of sad.
That's okay.
Yeah. I wanted to quit and run away.
But you didn't. And
I didn't.
That.
I didn't. Right. But this week we're all gonna kind of do it together, and you know I wanted to get your guys' advice on
who
on
I would pick for this week.
Yeah.
All right,
for the sleepers.
So for the fight
this week.
For the sleepers. Okay, well for the locks, let's go over the locks. Let's go over the main card: Anthony Johnson versus Gustafson. I'm picking it. I would pick AJ. Mm-hmm. I think he's the underdog in this fight.
Yeah,
but I think after he's been looking good against Phil Davis. He's pissed off about that lady, about some women issues, and I don't know. I just feel like there's gonna be a lot of. I know he likes white chicks, and there's a lot of them in Sweden. So he's gonna wanna impress them.
Right.
So I'm picking AJ for this one. What about
AG? AG all the way. Alexander Gustafsson.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. So Marina's on Gustafsson. I'm on AJ.
Yeah, I'm Gustafsson.
Jessica.
I'm kind of torn. I mean. Anthony Johnson has been looking like a wrecking machine lately, and I would normally go for Alexander because I'm a fan of his, but I'm going to go for AJ.
All right, AJ it is. All right, 2-1.
Yeah.
People at home, I would pick AJ. For Hendo versus Musasi, that's a tough fight because I love Hendo. I grew up watching Hendo, but I think that his best days are behind him, and I'm picking Musasi for this one.
Yeah, Musasi all the way for this one, for sure.
I agree with that.
All right, so... We're all lock in Musasi. Phil Davis versus Ryan Bader. This one, another lock, I think, for Phil Davis. I don't see how he loses this. He's a better wrestler or on par wrestler. His striking, Bader hits pretty hard. But I don't know. I like Phil Davis in this one.
I want Bader. I want Bader in this one.
You want him, or you think he's going to win?
Well, no, I think he's
almost bald.
I think he's going to win. I think he's, you know, this is, I think, how old is he? Like mid-30s?
Yeah.
This is his last stretch. I think he's going for it.
He's going for it?
He's going for it.
So you're picking Bader?
Yes.
To pull the upset?
Yes.
And wow. You?
I'm going for Mr. Wonderful.
Yes.
Because he's from San Diego. I met him before. He's a great guy, so I'm going to go for him. And
okay.
I think he's a better wrestler.
What about some sleepers lower on the card?
All right, sleepers on the card. All right, this one you got Musoki versus Tumenov. That's Tumenov's nickname is Einstein, so it seems pretty smart, right? I don't know much about that guy. However, Kenny Robertson versus Sultan Aliyev. Kenny Robertson had the Submission of the Year award a couple years ago. I'm picking Kenny for this one.
Yeah, Kenny all the way. I remember that award.
Two. Sleepers though, Andy Ogle versus Makan Mirkani. Do you know Makwan? You familiar with him?
No, but whenever I don't know somebody, I pick like the cuter fighter.
Oh.
He doesn't have a picture.
Doesn't have a picture. So we're picking Andy Ogle.
It's kind of similar how Adam picks people, right? It's like if they come on the show, he picks them.
I go for the cuter fighter, exactly.
Mayor Beck
versus Anthony Cristinoldulu. All right, sleepers. I would say the sleeper on this card is going to be Chris Beal versus Neil Seary. That's
absolutely
going to be a good fight. So Neil Seary, I would pick over. No, I'm picking Beal
over Neil Seary.
Okay. Me too.
Yeah, Chris Beal, he was on The Ultimate Fighter. He's 10-0.
He's my brother from another mother.
Really?
Yeah, because he was on our team on The Tough Show, and he was just – he's such a good kid to work with, just, like, wanted to learn. And then he came out and trained with Rhonda and I at JFC. He's just really fun to train with.
Hmm. So you're picking Chris Beal. Picking, and then finally, Nikita Krylov, whose nickname is Al Capone, versus Stanislav Nedkov, whose nickname is Stucky.
Yeah, I'm going with Al Capone.
Really?
Yeah.
You're Al Capone over Stucky?
Yeah.
Is that a nickname pick? Or
that's a nickname pick. I like Stucky better, so I'm going to go with Stucky.
We're going with Stucky?
His nickname.
He's got weird looking nipples, but
so
Al Capone.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going because he has weird looking nipples. This is the first time, people. Okay, the guy with weird looking nipples.
DraftKings, everybody.
Yes. How are your nipples, by the way? Are they weird looking or no? All right, listen. Okay, so DraftKings. Listen, you could, what?
You almost got punched in the face.
I got a silent punch in the face. I'm sorry to
Why
be,
would
but,
I ever talk to you about my nipples on a podcast? Why the fuck would I ever talk to you about my nipples on a podcast?
Why not? You're talking about his nipples. The nipples came up.
But they're not
I have big nipples. I have silver dollars.
I actually remember there was a picture circulating with your like little pepperoni nipples.
Yeah,
all over the place.
You know why I remember that?
Because
you took the picture. You took the picture.
I didn't take the picture. I think I still have it.
No, you took it. It was a Carla Esparza.
I gotta retweet it.
Listen, all right, go to DraftKings.com
and play with us, please.
Play with us. Go to promo MMAR. MMAR.
Mar.
Okay, play this. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Tell us who won. You have to play this. All the cool kids are doing it. Trust me, guys. Play this with MMAR. We'll talk about it. I'll respond to everybody who plays it on Twitter and Facebook. We talk about, Marina's nipples. Whatever you want to do, okay? So, I'm kidding. Don't talk about her nipples. My boyfriend will be very upset about that. He's the only guy. He's a tugboat guy. So, MMAR knows about the nipples, and he also... Okay, MMAR. That's what it is.
MMAR.
That is the promo code, yes.
That's the promo code for DraftKings.
You walk into the gym and all of a sudden my heart's beating like I'm in the middle of a fight. And during the team selection, the tryouts, Dana White comes in, and just during everything, it was just really, there's a lot of anxiety for me. Like just the whole thing, I just really,
I know I it's really such a small premises and like, it's like the fucking hottest pressure cooker you've ever been.
It was definitely intense. I was exhausted. Every single day I was just exhausted and just emotionally, mentally, just drained. But I mean, I toughed through it, and proud of myself for that. But it was definitely not an ideal situation.
Now, what happened with Angela Magana? I've got to ask about her because she just was like went insane on Twitter, posting ass pics and saying all these things about wanting to hit people with spiky dildos and stuff like that. what happened there?
I'm not exactly sure, but I mean, look at her Twitter followers. They went from like 2,000 to like almost 20,000 in less than a week. You know, it's entertainment, and she went, her own route.
And she's just in Thailand doing
Thailand stuff.
Yeah, but I mean,
yeah. Thai stuff.
Didn't you talk to her? Like, what is going on? Like, why are you doing this? Or were you friends with her?
I mean, we're friends. I got along with her, like, in and out of the show. I think she's a cool girl, but I think she also, is a little out there. She's in her own world. She does what she wants, and she doesn't apologize or make excuses for it.
Yeah. Now, did you think that those girls, like Beck and Magana and Angela, were bullying the Heathers and the other girl on the
Lisa, I feel like that word bullying was thrown around so
freely.
It was just like, you're bullying. Somebody doesn't like somebody. Oh, they're bullying you. Like, it wasn't like that. You had some really strong personalities that, were confrontational and not afraid of having discussions about their like likes and dislikes to people. And then you had other people who were really passive aggressive and played the victim card a lot. And
for example,
the thing with Heather, like, people went up to her and said, well, I don't like when you do this, I don't like this, I don't like that. But, she said it was bullying.
When really it was just girls being up front about shit and like, because it's a whole bunch of personalities and a whole bunch of girls in one house. You're just trying to set boundaries for yourself. And I think it just got blown out of complete like proportion. Like, it just did. Terrible.
And the crazy thing is, so we're, you know, completely isolated from everything and everyone. I mean, we don't have phones, music, anything. There are no outlets. So everything in front of you becomes like what's right in front of you. So right. You're just so focused on that, and everything becomes more of a big deal than it actually is. Like, you know, somebody use your tomatoes. We don't even pay for the food. We get like an abundance of food. We get more food than we could possibly eat. But people started, you know, nitpicking and getting kind of crazy and possessive over stupid things.
Were you surprised that the Carla was able to beat Rose in the finals?
No, not at all. I think Rose got a lot of hype off the show. She did really well on the show, but I think Rose is a really young fighter. I think she has, you know, a lot of potential, but Carla's a tough girl. She's really strong, and she has a great wrestling base, and I think a lot of people kind of got caught up in the hype for Rose, and I don't think that's a bad thing. It's not...
It's just the name of the game.
Yeah, it's just how it is. But I think that, you know, Rose is still really young in the sport, and being on the show, you kind of forgot that. Because she did so well. And I think she's going to continue to do well, and she's going to continue to grow from that experience. But I just feel like they were, you know, she's still a newcomer to the sport, and Carla's a veteran, and she has a lot more experience.
How do you think Carla does against this girl, Joanne?
Joanna,
yeah.
I say she takes her down and does the same that she did to Rose.
Yeah. That girl's striking is legit, though.
Yeah, but her ground game is lacking.
Have you trained with her?
Who, Joanna?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you guys are on opposite teams.
No, that's JoJo.
No, Joanna, the girl from Poland.
Oh, the Polish chick.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, yeah, that's going to be exciting.
I think it's going to be a good fight. I think, you know, the first round she'll really try and keep the distance, but I think Carla will figure out, take her down and control her.
Your fight with Randa, that was a good fight.
Yeah, that was.
You do this thing where, like, you're on the bottom, and then you just, like, your legs are just...
like everywhere. Your legs are everywhere.
It's like some weird Spider-Man just, like,
and all that judo, girl. Seriously. She started training with Justin Flores, who works with Rhonda a lot, like in her camps. And I've known Justin forever. And he has probably some of the best transitional judo to MMA out there. And I'm actually trying to get down there to train with him. Yeah, come. Big time. And she looks amazing. You saw her judo in the fight. She tossed the girl like fucking perfect.
Yeah, but it kind of backfired on me because she didn't come forward anymore after that throw. So then I kind of was like, you know, waiting for her to come forward. Yeah. And I'm like, she's not doing it. Okay, I have to do something else.
Randa's a tough girl.
She's very tough.
Isn't she young too?
I think she's like 26, 27.
She's tough. You guys, that was a great fight. That was a great fight.
Yeah.
That was the best fight. I was like, I was impressed with both of you. I was like, holy shit. I couldn't believe that those escapes, though. I was like, wow.
No. I've always been like the weakest, smallest person in the gym, so I've kind of adapted my style to be kind of squirmy and flexible and use those to my advantage.
When your
just
boyfriend,
because I've like never the, had strength.
When like your boyfriend and you guys are having sex, you like the crazy like escapes from the bottom with the
no.
legs? No. You've never done that?
No.
No.
This is the part of the show where Adam just takes it.
No, I'm just...
There's always like that part of the show where Adam, you just fucking... Yeah, so Marina, you like to put spinach in places and eat them off of Tugboat Boy.
Really?
No, but you would. You would say something like that.
I've never said about spinach and Tugboat Boy, but that sounds...
Because he's Popeye.
Oh, right.
Right.
You're the one thinking of that, not me.
Yeah, but you might as well be thinking that.
She just beat you to it.
A lot of guys were thinking that. I'm not a lot of guys.
No, I think you're the only one.
About, first of all, I was not thinking that, but I'm just saying like that's probably cool. I mean, that you, but I don't know. You seem very reserved in bed, so that's good. You seem like a very reserved person. No, you just seem like a reserved person. I know you.
I am a reserved person around people that you know I'm not necessarily comfortable with or familiar with. I do tend to be more reserved.
Yeah, you seem
but
very...
when I get more comfortable with people, and the more I get to know them, the more I feel comfortable to be myself.
Oh, that's cool. Nice. How's your dog, by the way? I met
her
dog.
He's amazing.
Her dog is like 7'3".
What?
Yes.
He's amazing. His name's
Ludo
Monster.
Right? You have a
pit bull? No. He's like 95 pounds. He's not that big.
He's huge.
Dang. Right,
big dog. That's not a pit bull. What is he?
He's a bully. So he's like pit bull, bulldog mix.
Oh, yeah. He's very, very sweet. Very sweet dog.
Yes. Hmm. Very playful. Very playful. Baby.
Yes. So what do you guys think of, did you guys watch John Jones' interview?
I haven't had the chance to watch it yet. I've been working.
Oh, I think that's recorded. I haven't watched it.
It was pretty good.
Talk about it.
So he basically said that, you know, he admits to doing, he did some cocaine in college, he said. But he did say he liked parties, but he doesn't do it very regularly. He's not a problem. That's not a problem. He went to rehab for a day. They evaluated him and said he's not a drug addict, and that's why he got to leave after.
Basically,
a day.
Like a damage control interview.
Yeah,
kind of. But he did apologize, you know, for letting down some of his fans, and or if he did, he came across well. I mean, you know, what was he supposed to do? I'm surprised he even did the interview.
Yeah, I feel like you're exactly right. It was a damage control interview. They had to make some kind of interview about the whole situation because they want to clear their champion. Mm-hmm. They want to, you know, right or wrong. And it's what's best for business.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. You know, they know they're not going to get all of his fans back if he did lose any fans, but I think that interview was also, I hope he realized it was a opportunity for him to humanize himself a little bit to his fans. And like, because John, for a little while there, it just seemed like he was walking with his nose up in the air and just thought he was better than everyone. And
well, now we know his nose is on the ground.
Exactly.
Snorting.
All kinds of shit.
But yeah, I just hope he gets shit together.
Yeah, it was crazy though. Halfway through the interview, he actually poked the interview's eyes. He actually poked the lady's eyes. So it was giving, no kidding.
Yeah, that's his thing.
Yeah, that's his thing. So who are you fighting next, by the way?
I have no idea. I'm hoping to fight maybe May.
Who do you want to fight?
I'll fight anyone.
Come on, give me some names.
No, I don't call out names, I'd be comfortable fighting anyone.
Stylistically, who would you, like, who do you think you would be able to, like, shine as a fighter?
I really don't know. Okay. I have to have, like, the roster right in front of me, but, I mean, don't I think it. I'm confident in my skills. I'm confident that I'll have a good matchup with whoever I fight. I can always find a way to win.
Nice. Mm. It's a great way to think.
And what about you? When are you fighting next?
Hoping for early to mid-spring.
You don't know who yet?
Not yet. I'm going to be probably going to be signing a contract in the next week or two.
Right.
Where?
Yeah. Mm. Can't say.
Ooh, and who do you want to fight?
So curious.
Huh? Who?
Yeah.
Anyone.
Scapular?
I really want a rematch.
You want a rematch?
Yeah, with Amanda Bell.
Yeah, all right, good.
Yeah, so I know I'm going to have to work up to it because she's already, like, won. She had another fight after me, and then she won. So I get that it'll be a little bit before I get that, but I know it's going to happen.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is our podcast today. Where can people find you, Jessica Penny?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram. It's my full name, Jessica Penny.
Yes. And Marina, where can people find you?
Twitter, Instagram, Marina Shavir.
Okay. All right. And you can find me either Adam Comedian or MMA Roasted or Adam Comedian on Instagram. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Fox Sports. Thank you, DJ Shrope. Have a great week.